Oklahoma continues to rank top three in the nation for hepatitis C deaths, but as State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports, health officials are hopeful recent policy changes will help reverse the trend.
Hepatitis C, a viral liver infection, is a problem nationwide. It's the most prominent chronic blood-borne infection and leading cause of liver transplants. It can cause many complications, including cancer. Although the infection is a household name, it is significantly harder to track and study than other viral infections, such as HIV, mostly because it can infect without causing symptoms. Here's Dr. Eric Hall, an Emory University professor working on HepView. That's a project compiling national data on hepatitis and raising awareness about the infection.
CDC estimates, I think, almost up to half people who are infected don't know that they're actually infected. If they don't know they're infected, they're probably not seeking care, and they're probably not getting recorded in our surveillance system.
The team compiles national data to help state and local jurisdictions craft policy. HepView found that Oklahoma ranks third in the country for hepatitis C deaths. The ranking is tragic, but not necessarily surprising. The state has long struggled with these infections. Hepatitis C researchers tend to group those who contract the virus into two groups, people over 40 and people under 40. The former group tended to get sick from blood transfusions and transplants, which, until a few decades ago, weren't screened for infection. Younger people tend to contract the virus elsewhere.
What we've seen in recent years is there's been an increase in transmission among younger adults, persons under 40, and that's very much tied to the opioid epidemic and an increase in injection drug use related to the opioid epidemic. So injection drug use now is most common risk factor for transmitting hepatitis C.
Etan Vera Showamimo is the Prevention Programs Manager and Viral Hepatitis Prevention Coordinator for the State Department of Health's Sexual Health and Harm Reduction Services. She says Oklahoma has long struggled with hepatitis C and deaths resulting from it. There are obviously many factors involved, but two major contributors are IV drug use and lack of insurance.
We do have high rates of injection drug use, needle sharing, obviously because there is no access to clean needles. If you think about it, for an individual who injects drugs, the feasibility of walking into, say, a pharmacy or somewhere to go buy clean needles isn't really there.
So a majority of Oklahoma's hepatitis C cases result from IV drug use, and Oklahoma ranks second in the nation for its uninsured rate.
In general, if someone isn't insured, they are less likely to visit a healthcare facility to get screened for anything. I've met some people who know they've had hepatitis C for years, but they can't treat it. So they just kind of just live one day at a time, hoping something will happen. Now, with Medicaid expansion, we were really happy to know that more people will be insured.
This year marked two major health policy changes in Oklahoma. After the passage of State Question 802, Oklahoma expanded Medicaid, opening the health coverage program to an estimated 200,000 working adults. And during the 2021 legislative session, Oklahoma created the legal framework for harm reduction services, including clean needle programs. It will allow the State Department of Health to oversee services such as clean needle and safe injection sites, which community partners like substance abuse services and churches can provide. Showamimo says syringe service programs do more than provide clean needles. They link residents with screenings, health education, and even treatment programs. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.